Welcome to Managing Safety, brought to you by the Florida Aviation Network, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. This talk show addresses strategies for thinking in today's complex aviation world. Now, here's Ben Coleman, president of Aerospace Management System Institute in Lakeland, Florida, who is today's host.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to a 48th annual Sun and Fun International Expo. I'm Ben Coleman, your anchor host here at the Florida Aviation Network, coming to you live and in the clear from the Central Florida Aerospace Academy here on the Sun and Fun campus. And thank you, Mr. Ray, James C. Ray, for providing this beautiful arena, if you will, of education and knowledge for aviation and aerospace. This is the recap. This is the finale, day 9, for us, but it is for the show. It's the final day, and that's the good thing, and it's the bad thing. It's bad, and it's to an end. It's good that it's to an end, but all good things must come to an end, and this has been a wonderful show, and what's better than having a host and a talking head talk to you about the finale? Having two hosts, talking heads, talking about the finale. Laurie Bradner.
Laurie. Good morning, Ben. How are you this morning?
Laurie, I couldn't be better. If I was any better, my name would be Laurie Bradner.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I tell you what, Ben, we saved the best day for last. I don't know if you've been out on the grounds, but it is fabulous weather. A little chilly, Ben. Got to have a jacket, but it's supposed to warm up. Mm-hmm. Supposed to be that liquid sunshine that Florida is known for. And so we are looking for record crowds as we get ready to close out the 48th annual Sun and Fun.
And Laurie, it's you mentioned record crowds, and that's what we all are trying to pull the people into this industry. It's the quality. And what I've been seeing here over the past few years is the quality of this event. It seems to be coming up more and more and more. And the quality of our guests seems to be coming up. So it's really come from the grassroots fly in, bring your tri-pacer in, camp out under the wing. Now we have multi-million dollar motorhomes out there. And
I've
I don't know
them.
Where they're going. But it's a challenge, but it's a thrill, but it's a pleasure. And Laurie, what brings you, why do you enjoy coming and doing this?
Ben, because as you know, I'm a teacher by trade. And as a teacher, my job is to aspire to inspire. That's what I do. And I absolutely love aviation. Ben, I've loved aviation since I was a little girl. And I used to fly as an unaccompanied minor. And my mom, that was back in the days when we would dress up. Remember when we would dress up to go on those commercial flights, Ben? Oh. And I was dressed to the nines in my patent leathers and my little ruffle socks. And my baby doll, because my baby doll always went and we would travel on those planes. And I remember, Ben, that was back in the day when we called them stewardesses. We don't. They're flight attendants now. Safety officers, we know. And they would come up and they would be, oh, she's so beautiful, she's so pretty. Would you like to be a stewardess? And my answer very directly, of course, Ben, I was a little sassy, just a little, was always when I looked at them and I would say, no, I'm going to be the pilot. And that was back in the days, Ben, again, and I think Sean Knickerbocker talked about it, when our regulations weren't quite as strict, and I had many pilots that overheard. I had my mom has pictures and albums of me with the pilot head on, sitting on the laps of the pilots in those commercial jets, me pretending to fly. And that's where my love started, Ben, sitting on these men and women that loved aviation, loved to fly, made it a career, and wanted to share it with young people. And, you know, Ben, I was here from the ground up. I knew Mr. Ray, loved Mr. Ray, and was here to watch. Was here, Ben, when we were teaching at CFAA out of hangars. Ben, I was teaching chemistry out of hangars. We're not going to talk about the safety regulations on that. But anyway, I have to tell you, so from the ground up, so this place is near and dear to my heart, Ben, and I would not be anywhere else. So you started like I did, Ben. So your love started as a child, and that's why we're here to let students' dreams, and yet mm-hmm. let students from age 9 to 92 let their dreams take yeah. flight. That is what we do, but of course, we want them to do it safely. But we are here sharing aviation with people that are not just pilots, mm-hmm. Ben. They're aviators, and that's the difference. And you, there's no better place to be.
I'm shooting for the closet aviator, the ones that they would love to do it, but they don't know how to do it.
Anybody can.
And it's we had the folks with the Civil Air Patrol.
Yes.
It's a great opportunity for young people to get involved with the industry. But in this day and age of this and the internet, there is really no reason that someone can't follow any question, yeah. find any answer.
That's right.
So that's one of the reasons that we're here.
Can I get back to something you said? Because I have to bring this up. Ben, you were saying about the grand finale and mm-hmm. that we're at the finale of Sun and Fun 48. I have to tell you, I had the pleasure, and I hope our viewers did, and if not, I'm going to tell you, they will not want to miss it next year. I have never seen a better fireworks display night air show than I did last night. Do you know Sun and Fun, and as we changing of the guards mm-hmm. from Lights Leanhouse, who I know is going to be here, to Gene Conrad, mm-hmm. can I tell you, it Lights is going out with his name in lights, thanks to the mm-hmm. drones, and it went out with a bang. There was over 900 gallons of fuel on that line to make the firewall. It was, Ben, the word, everyone around us, the gasps, the length. You talk about a finale mm-hmm. for a night air show, Ben. Wow. Wow. Wow, that's all I can say.
Well, you're going to be talking with Lights, and I know that there's going to be an alligator, a crocodile tear coming out of his eye, because he's a very passionate man, he's bubbly.
He
and I want you to come out of your shell a little bit when you're talking with him.
I know. Yeah, I'm going to have to match his energy. That's going to be tough.
And then after that, we also have a discussion. I'm going to be talking with Gene Conrad, a little bit less energy. However, you're going to be surprised of some of the plans he has.
I'm excited. And you know what, Ben? Change is good. Change is good. And I'm so excited. If you look, obviously, Ben, we've both been around here a long time. And to see where we've been, where we are now. And you know mm-hmm. what, Ben? Mm-hmm. I can't wait to see where we're going. Oh, and my words of my favorite poet, Dr. Seuss. Oh, the places we'll go. It's going to be awesome, Ben. But it has been, I tell you what, Ben, what was your favorite? I'm going to shoot this back to you. Look, do you see how I put him on the spot? Mm. I'm going to shoot this back to you, Ben. What was one of your favorite moments of Sun and Fun 48? I know a lot of times we're in the studio, and you've done a lot of interviews. I know also that you were out and about. So what are some of your favorite moments from Sun and Fun 48 this year?
Well, the one that sticks out in my mind most is at Coconut Flyers, having an adult beverage and watching a wedding ceremony take place.
No.
Yep. In the 747
right
nacelle, had the bride going around in the nacelle wagon out of Spruce Creek, and took him up to Coconut Flyers, and our Reverend John Lights Leanhouse presided and married these people, and it was in front of a steerman. So that was the first time that we had seen anything. Melody and I had watched it, but that and just all of the performers, and we are very, very fortunate to have a personal relationship with most all of the performers out there. And again, if you want to learn about these performers, come here.
Yeah.
You'll cross paths with them. You'll meet them, introduce yourself. They love to pose, take a picture, and they could be a mentor for you. So that it's the mentorship is what I enjoy seeing the most. And I see the young people out walking around, and that really just makes my motor run.
Oh, I tell you what, Ben, it's been so wonderful to see the Civil Air Patrol cadets. And, of course, you know, that's near and dear to my heart as a plank owner of the command of the Civil Air Patrol here at CFAA at one time. And just to see their involvement, but also, Ben, all of not only our adult volunteers that we obviously, this would not be possible without them, but to see all of the student volunteers. Ben, I want you to know our future is in fantastic hands. These are extraordinary young people. And just to see them out there, I got to meet the Stratus Project Award winners, the runners-up. Ben, do you know one of them, not even 18, Ben is a CFI at Legends. You talk about that inspiration. You know, it's one thing, Ben, when we talk to the young people, because no offense, Ben, we're old. We're old. You know, they look at us, we're old, no offense. But you know, but when you hear someone like that talk about all that they've done, being a James C. Ray scholarships recipient, going through, getting their private, their instrument, their commercial rate, getting their CFI, phenomenal. And you know what, Ben, as a teacher, I want you to know it does my heart well. I know our future is in great hands. And the youth are the future of Sun and Fun.
And the scary part, Lori, is we have to remember are a mere sliver of the population. And that's why we go to such great lengths to make this available to anyone that has the desire to tune in, to the log on, tune in, and listen up to what we have to share. Lori, we're going to wrap this up because I want to hear the statistics that Lights is going to bring. It's easy for me to say. statistics of the show.
Yes.
And we all, you know.
You know he's the numbers guy. You know he's going to have it. And you know, Ben, I'm going to ask him because you know how I am.
Put him on the spot. He loves it. He loves it. Lori, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Ben. This is awesome. It's so good. Always good to share the stage with you, Ben.
Let's do that again sometime.
Let's do it.
All right, this is Ben Coleman, your anchor host for the Florida Aviation Network, and we are going to we're going to wrap it up this time, and we got a lot more to show you, so don't go away.
We hope you've enjoyed today's Managing Safety, brought to you by the Florida Aviation Network, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. Please visit our studio website to hear past programs.